This is the post-game show brought to you by IDP Impact Diesel Performance. We know diesel. 4-2, the Saskatoon Blades defeat the Brandon Wheat Kings tonight. And welcome to the stage, our first star of tonight's game, Jake Chason. I made the observation after the game, and it's nicer to have you playing for the team and having you on our side rather than playing against you. And I'm sure you're pretty happy about it today, especially with what went on in the third period.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that was kind of a joke in the locker room afterwards, even these last couple of minutes. So it's nice to be in blue and yellow, that's for sure. So,
yeah. Tell me about your goal, because at first when you scored, it was a great shot. And then upon looking at the replay, I realized you'd put the stick between the legs to shoot it, and I didn't see that at first. So what's going through your mind when you're on that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think a play like that is it's hard to kind of picture. That's actually one of the easier moves to the net. It's kind of your quickest move. Mm-hmm. Rather than turning your whole body, you can kind of get it through and upstairs pretty quickly. So I've been working at it for a while, and it's just something. I think it creates a little bit of diversity there as well. Obviously, I've been passing a couple of those backside, and tonight maybe they had a little bit of a read on that, so I thought I'd just get it between my legs and go upstairs with it.
And it certainly worked, Adam.
With that spot on the power play, I'm going to assume, and Brandon, you're probably playing your one-timers off wing side. Like, it's kind of a rare spot on the power play because you don't see it a lot. Just your learnings of that and kind of where it's at.
Yeah, I started the power play in Brandon on that half wall, but my coaches there, Mark Derlego and I, we kind of saw the benefits of me being kind of a bigger body and being in front. And I think a lot of people see the net front spot as kind of a grinder spot, but the more kind of hockey's transitioned, it's actually turned into a little bit of a skill spot too. Like, you just got to get things in tight quick and get them upstairs with quick hands. So for me, I think that's the type of player that I like to be as well, just kind of using my frame in front and creating that little bit of separation to give me a look in the net.
You talked about how obviously you were on Brandon. Is there anything that you're sharing with your team in their game saying their D like to do this? Because I thought, you know, their D, it's a young core, and you guys were kind of taking a wide on them, kind of having your way when the third went there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think there's bits and pieces that maybe some set plays that I know a little bit that I can share with my team and staff. But the game moves at such a quick pace that one different move can change an entire play completely. So it's nice to be able to share those plays with our team, to have them in the back of their mind. But, I mean, that's a good team over there. They're young, they're quick, so you never know what can happen.
Jake, what changed and turned this game around from their favor, 2-0 up with 5 minutes left to go in the second period, and it looked like you guys were having a tough go? All of a sudden, it turns the other way and goes your way. Why? What happened?
Yeah, I think we just kind of found our legs a little bit. There's a shift with 5-6 minutes left in the second that
after the penalty kill.
After the penalty kill, yeah, that Kells, the Waterroot, and I went out there, and I think we just had a good down low presence. We were on top of pucks, and then to follow that up, the next line came out with that same energy, that same wave, and that just builds off of each other. And going into the intermission, then Charlie Wright gets that goal, and it just kind of gives us a wave of energy.
It was such an emotionally charged win last night over Winnipeg. Fatigue had to be a part of it. It looked like those two things were contributing to the bit of a slow start for the team.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you play in a game like that with short bodies, what they say is you leave it all out there, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's the game that's in our minds. And, yeah, it's a quick turnaround. Being a 4 o'clock game today, we were pretty much home after the game and trying to get as much sleep in as we could. So, obviously, there's a little bit of a feel-out period of that game, and I'm just glad that we were able to finish the right way.
It certainly did. You've got one more game here at home before you head out to BC, and I know you're looking forward to that, being from Abbey, from Abbotsford. So, look forward to Tuesday night against Edmonton. Jake, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
3-point game for Jake Chason today with a goal and 2 assists.